We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All the way to, fingers crossed, exciting, wet, first place baseball. New York Yankees, of course. Phone number to join is always 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today as we'll do this and then head on up the FDR out to Yankee Stadium. Weather permitting, of course, we are 0-for-1 this year in games we've tried to go to together with rain out. So maybe that gets back to last year. I don't know. But we're going to try to get the Yankee Stadium tonight. But something's happening right now that has not happened since the mid-80s, as far as I can recollect. And I'm privileged to be a part of it. The New York Met fan has undergone an amazing transformation, kind of like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. You have become collectively the most positive group of people I've ever heard in my life, and that is so anti everything about you. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Elaborate.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, hi. Whatever. Elaborate. What do you mean?
Although I should say this, you might be the outlier.
Why? I'm optimistic about survival over the next few months.
I'll tell you why. All right, so just follow the bouncing ball for a second.
Yep.
In any other year, let's just use your lifetime, mm-hmm. which doesn't really allow for the mid-80 conversation.
It does not. My lifetime is zero championships.
Right. Okay. So fair enough. Good starting point. Yeah. In any other year in your lifetime, if the New York Mets had lost their two best pitchers, who, by the way, not debatably, are two of the, if not the most dominant pitchers in the game,
right.
it would be nothing but doom and gloom.
Right.
I'd come on the radio. It's just the same old Mets, et cetera, et cetera.
Why
right?
haven't you done that, by the way?
Because I noticed that something has changed.
Right.
And I'm not sure, to be fair, if I can subscribe 100% of it to the Steve Cohen ownership, although it gets a healthy percentage of it for sure. But I listen to this radio station, as you do, a lot. I'm on the radio station, as you are, a lot. And I don't hear it. I don't hear the sky is falling. I hear, hey, play 500 ball, we'll be just fine. Hey, we get both guys back in July, we're going to be fine. Hey, this team feels different. This team is different. This team didn't collapse on the weight of the news of Scherzer being out 6 to 8 weeks. This team in April didn't get off to a terrible start on the heels of the news of Jacob deGrom. They're different. You're different. And I want to welcome you guys to the sunny side of the street.
There are three reasons. And I don't even know if it's optimistic. It's me saying to you yesterday and saying it again today that they just have to survive the next 2 months.
But I think you feel like they will.
Yeah, I think
that's the difference.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the three reasons that lead to, if you want to call it optimism, sure. I just call it calling it like I see it.
Yeah.
And the reason I feel that way are threefold. Number one, the manager.
Okay.
There's a difference having Buck Showalter.
Buck Showalter's a more than competent, respected, got his crap together guy.
And while managers tend to be overrated at times in terms of impacting wins and losses, I think over the course of a long season, having a veteran, having a stabilizing figure, having a guy that's seen it all, and Buck has seen it all, helps. This is a manager we trust. This is the most trust we've had in a manager since Bobby Valentine. If you want to say Terry Collins, fine. So number one, the manager's different. Number two, we've watched this team over the first month and a half of the season.
Yes.
They have had some incredible victories. They have fought through adversity. You mentioned one of which is Jake getting hurt right out of the gate.
Yep.
And so watching this team at 26-14 gives you confidence. And the third thing is this. Even though he owned the team last year, I think the timing of the Jacob deGrom injury was a factor here. They were never able to bring in reinforcements after Jake got hurt pitching-wise. But they did go ahead and trade for Javi Baez. Whether we consider that a good trade or not, it doesn't matter.
Right.
There is an owner who will not let this ship sink. He won't.
So you're agreeing with me.
So there are three reasons why I have, I guess it's optimism that they can survive the next few months. A, I'm watching the baseball team.
Right.
B, the manager. And C, an owner that will not let this team drown.
So we're in agreement. How about that? First time in a long time. Now, Evan just gave you reasons for it. But I wonder for you, the diehard Met fan, what is it? And I recognize it's not 100-0 because there are people like Frank the Tank out there that truly think the sky is falling when it's just windy outside. And I have to say, it's delightful for a guy like me who now is Mr. Positivity, a guy that only sees the bright side of the street, Evan, who doesn't consider any negativity. And I welcome you to my little club.
Yeah, but how positive am I really being? All I'm saying to you is over the next 2 months, just win as many games as you lose.
You haven't
That's
said
all I'm asking.
It's over. You
no.
haven't said that's
no.
it. Here we go.
No, it's
you
not.
You haven't done that. And that's typical for us.
I don't feel that way.
Right. That's my point. That's my whole thesis here. The Met fan has had a diametric change of DNA.
Because things have changed.
You guys now believe.
Because things have changed around us. There's reason to have a change in belief.
By the way, that's what I want to hear from other people as well. What is the reason? Is it as simple as Steve Cohen? It could be. Is it as simple as, wow, I've watched every game this year, and to their credit, this team never quits. They do fight back. They do score runs late.
But here's the thing I need to make clear to you. My optimism of surviving over the next 2 months is one thing. The thing the Mets are really, really going to need is they're actually going to need Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom to get healthy.
Now, listen, I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series if they leave it status quo and
no,
those guys
no,
don't
they're
come
not.
Back.
They need them
they
back.
They probably won't.
All I'm asking is survive until July 19th.
Yes.
That's it. Survive until the All-Star break.
But when we talk about how you define survival, I think we agree on this. It's essentially 500 ball.
Correct.
Based on the little bulge they've been able to build in the first 2 months of the year.
Because they're seven games up on Philadelphia, because they're 12 games above 500, if you can play 500 ball until July 19th, in my estimation, not that the Braves aren't going to wake up, they will, but they'll be in first place. I really believe if the New York Mets play 500 baseball over the next 53 games, so I guess it would be one under or one over, I believe they'll be in first place.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking
and
for.
And then, if you're in first place and you get those guys both back,
well,
which
that's
is the goal,
it. That's
now
the,
you're like a lightning rocket. Boom.
Now, that's where my confidence isn't there. Like, I love Jake. I'm a Jacob deGrom stan. You know that. Do I trust that Jacob deGrom's going to come back healthy and stay healthy?
I don't think you can.
How can I?
Just to be honest.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
To be intellectually honest.
If I'm being intellectually honest.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
It is very tough. I'm hopeful. I'm trying to be hopeful, but it's tough to expect that Jake's going to come back healthy and stay healthy. But I'm looking at this in a very simplistic way.
Yeah.
Get me to the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Survive. Ain't going to be easy because, look, Trevor Williams is going to have to start every 5 days. Thomas Zupucki, you've probably never heard of him, is going to come up at some point and pitch for this team. They're not making a trade tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. They've got to survive the next 2 months, and then hopefully the baseball gods will give us the good news that Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom are healthy.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Like, I truly don't remember since I'm in high school, like mid-80s, when I felt like the Met fan at large, because there's things to nitpick, and there are people who are never going to be happy until you win a World Series. I get that. The community of Met fan, it's like the sun is out. And I appreciate that. It's nice to hear that once in a while.
Do you, though?
Because there's so much doom and gloom.
There's
oh,
a part
yeah.
of me that thinks you're upset, yeah. that you're sad.
Why would I be upset and sad?
You really...
I grew up a Met fan.
You really wanted to turn the microphone and start singing. You wanted to utter that phrase that pisses me off. You wanted to sing, "It's just the same, oh, Mets." And I think it's bothering you that even I, who you deem negative, has a sense of, don't worry. Calm down.
I feel like the Mets are different. I do. And I think a lot of it's subscribed to Steve Cohen. There's no doubt about that. And the belief that, hey, we have an owner that if his baseball people tell him we have to do A, B, and C, he's going to do A, B, and C without blinking. I will give a lot of that, yes, to Buck Showalter, who is as steady as it comes. Yeah. But it's a nice change, Evan. You know, sports talk radio doesn't always have to be negatively biased or driven. And unfortunately, it is, typically. Like, you ask anyone that does sports talk radio for a living, and there's no doubt you come in and do a show after a bad loss, it is a different audience than after a great win. Mm. It's just different.
Yes.
I mean, frankly, negativity is the oxygen that sports talk radio breathes. And that is a fact.
And
it's so nice to have everybody in a good mood.
And we in New York have had a lot of oxygen.
Lots of oxygen.
Yes, we have. I do want to warn you. So the Mets got snowed out tonight. Yes, it's snowing in Denver.
Wait, it's almost Memorial Day.
Oh, I know.
They got snowed out?
And the humor in all of this is that the Mets have been snowed out in Colorado a bunch of times the last few years. And there's been a question being asked, like, hey, how come the Mets always have to go to Denver in April? Can't they do it in the spring or summer? So they finally let them go to Denver in May, and they get snowed out again!
Yeah, they have two games tomorrow, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
But here's the point.
Or whatever, 3:10 and 8:40 to be exact. But
and by the way, here's the point of this. If the New York Mets have a rough weekend in Denver against the Rockies, if C.J. Cron hits 5 home runs in 3 games, if Herman Marquez throws a shutout in one of the doubleheaders tomorrow, the tone on Monday, maybe even from me, I can't guarantee it, could be very different. And this is the point I made to you yesterday that maybe you're coming around on. The Mets winning the last 2 games against the Cardinals, especially the way they survived the finale, has a lot to do with the calmness and the confidence in this team.
It doesn't hurt.
That was a very, very, very important win. But baseball's funny. Ask Yankee fans. Your feeling for a team can change quickly. The Mets have a road trip against the Rockies and the Giants. If they go 1-5 on this 6-game road trip,
well, then the good feelings are going to be thrown out the window. We're going to come in here to doom and gloom, which is what we're best at. You know, as a society, right? That's what we're best at. So we'll get all your calls on that. 877-337-6666. Now, we are going, as of right now, in the moment, to tonight's New York Yankee game. We are going to try to watch the Ranger game. Well, some of us, at least, while we're at the Yankee game tonight. But I did see a note moments ago, and this may be totally unrelated, but I think it's related, that the Somerset Patriots, New York Yankees, a double-A team, right?
Right.
And they only play 45 minutes away from here, have acknowledged that there's a bad weather front coming in to the area. They will make a decision on canceling tonight's game within the hour or two, which means that the Yankees are looking at the same weather forecast.
Craig, I want you to be honest to the audience.
I
want to
go.
Yeah, okay. That's part
I
of my question.
I want to go.
So we're going to a game tonight.
Yes.
And I know you, or at least I've gotten to know you over the last year and a half.
Yes.
I think your eyes are bigger than your stomach. So I think that 3 weeks ago, in theory, Friday night with the guys, Nestor Cortez, Andy Pettit bobblehead, sounded like a great time.
Sounds like a very good time, and go ahead.
And I think as we sit here today, hours away from going to that game, from you getting in your car and driving to Yankee Stadium.
Driving.
I think there's a part of you that prefers to go home at 6 o'clock tonight.
I've always felt that way, yeah.
So, right now, if I told you the Yankees would definitely
I'd be disappointed if they don't play.
You would be?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I also have found out we're not exactly in a luxury suite.
You told us we're in a luxury suite.
We're kind of in a luxury suite.
Well, then you told us we're going to be in a suite.
I think I may have, I didn't get bad information. I made an assumption that I may have been a little teeny bit off.
I don't know if Loogie and Big Mac are still going to want to go now.
Oh, no, they're going to go. It's still unlimited food and booze.
Oh.
So you're good on that. But it's not like necessarily we have our own private luxury suite.
So you're going to need my tablet to watch the Ranger game.
So
is that
in
true?
In other words, there might be possibly 30 other people with us.
30?
Yeah, well, 40. Okay, 50. It's possible.
How is Big Mac going to deal with all the people asking him for pictures?
I can't wait for that, by the way. I can't wait to just be a little fly on the wall watching my main man sign autographs.
How long will you wait out a rain delay, Craig?
I can't answer that question. Why not? I don't know. Why not? I just don't know.
Because I'm looking at the weather forecast.
It's supposed going to rain at some
point. It's going to rain until about 9:30.
Well, I'm not
so
doing that.
There's a chance, and I don't know what the Yankees' stomach is for waiting out a rain delay. They could not easily play a split admission doubleheader Saturday or Sunday. It's up to them. Because remember, they play the Sunday night game. So if they wanted
they could
to,
do, yeah.
they could go Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. They play a Saturday afternoon game. They go Saturday afternoon, Saturday night.
Yeah.
But for you, I'm just curious. Will you wait out a rain delay with us?
I don't know. I don't know.
That means no.
My son will be coming with us as well. So I guess that's part of it. You know, a little father-son bonding.
So you're going to let him decide?
No, no. I make all decisions for that kid.
There's no shot you're waiting out a delay.
That I don't know, Evan. I can tell you this. I am going to the game. I will physically be in Yankee Stadium at 7:30, whatever time we get there tonight. And then we'll go from
there. Well, hold on. So if we leave to go to the stadium.
Well, I'm excited for the food.
We leave to go to the stadium. Yeah. I call my friend Susan Waldman and I say, hey, what's going on at the stadium?
Yeah.
And she says, well, tarps on the field. They're going to try to play, but it's definitely not starting on
then
time.
Then I'll stay for at least an hour.
So you will at least commit to an hour.
Like okay. I think if the game's delayed, then I'll watch the first period of the Ranger game there for sure.
Well, Ranger game doesn't start till late. Remember that.
Yeah, so I'm in till 9 o'clock regardless.
9 o'clock.
I'm giving you a firm commitment. I will stay until 9, and then we'll see what happens. If the game hasn't started by 9 o'clock, there's a good chance I roll.
All right.
Just to keep it real.
I think that's fair.
But it's unlimited food and booze, as I promised.
You're good. You're not a suite.
Well, no, it's a suite. But it's not like our suite. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I didn't realize what it was until I noticed that my ticket does not have a number on it or a seat on it. I have an SRO ticket in a particular, area, as all you guys do too.
I can't wait, though. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Yankees, White Sox, Nestor Cortez, Mets got snowed out, so it solves any issue.
Yeah,
and we got the Rangers game. Got the Rangers game. We got the Western Conference Finals, and we got gourmet food. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the unlimited food and booze. I have a designated driver with me, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Nice.
And listen, any chance we all have to be outside of work in a social atmosphere together, I say probably not, but I say yes tonight.
Sure.
Because I've been looking forward to this night for about a month now.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to this game.
I still think you want
Keith
the game
McPherson's
rained out.
Keith going to be there with us.
I think if I give out a tweet in a few hours that say tonight's game's been postponed, I think you're going to give the reaction I had when Trae Young hit the game winner against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Were you going to go like,
a little fist pump. Yeah. A little fist pump little under fist the pump. Table?
Yeah.
Gosh, they canceled it? Oh. Oh, I'm really upset about
I'm
that.
I'm devastated.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Just seeing my man Sal from upstate sent me a video. I guess yesterday we missed this, Ev. A couple of the gals from the SI swimsuit edition threw out the first pitch last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. Pardon me. Brooks Nader and Cindy Wolfe threw out the first pitch. And a couple no-name Mets were smiling ear to ear.
And I'm also told that they threw their baseballs much better than your first pitch from 5 days
Not
ago.
Not true, sir.
Was I that predictable where you started mocking me before I finished?
Now, they looked better doing it. I'll certainly give you that. Because I was wearing thigh-high white boots when I threw my first pitch at the Long Island Duck game. But memo to self, next time I will. Next time I will, yes. And memo to Tomas, should probably book some of these gals to be on WAG Wednesday. Or any day, for that matter. You know, to help SI promote their failing swimsuit edition.
What's the update on Zach Davies' wife? She's a must.
That's on Tommy. He's working on it.
That's got to get done. She's fascinating.
Yeah,
in fact,
by the way,
other...
that's any day of the week. You get Zach Davies.
That's
now,
a new story.
Ex-wife on, and we want to talk to her.
So recently, I think I was reading this the other day, that many other baseball player wags
many
came out in support of Zach Davies' ex-wife.
If you don't know the story, just real quick. Zach Davies was married, and like late at night one night, basically said peace out to his wife and then blocked her on all social media, refused to answer her calls and text messages, and never spoke to her again. She has since filed for divorce, and the whole thing is baffling. I guess he was having an affair, but he just ghosted her. Like, he's married to her.
Yeah.
So she has not spoken to him since this, like, one phone call. Months ago.
Now, keep this in mind. So I'm reading this story about all these wags that are coming out, wives and girlfriends of baseball players, destroying him and really defending her.
Yeah.
If you're a Diamondback players and your wife now, when you get home, says, that's Zach Davies and bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to create almost a strain in that locker room?
It's tough, for sure.
Yeah.
Because the guy's friends with the guy.
Right.
Not that he hasn't also built a relationship with his wife or now ex-wife. Yeah, it's a tough spot because, like, the other woman might say, like, Billy, go talk to this idiot.
Right.
Right? She deserved whatever. He's like, what do you want me to do?
Or don't go out with him. I don't want to hear that you went to a restaurant on the road with that creep.
Does he bring his gumad with him on the road? I want to know what's going on. So anyway, if you can get the former Miss Davies, who, and she seems like she's more than happy now to rake him through the mud.
Rake it.
We will certainly book her as a guest. And that does not have to be, you know, just on a Wednesday. That could be any day.
That's a news story right there.
Yeah, that is a legitimate, it's crazy too, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, it's one thing. Listen, things don't work out. That happens in relationships. They don't have kids together. Should be a pretty easy split and break, whatever, you know, marital assets they have. I don't know their business, nor do I care to know it. He went another way, okay. But, I don't. And again, I don't know the story. But it seems like you could at least pick up the phone and say, sweetheart, it's not working out for me. I'm out.
Of course, ghosting is a thing. Like, that happens where you go on a date or two, or maybe even a few more dates, and then you get ghosted or you ghost the person. It happens. Right. Not the greatest way to handle things, but it happens. You can't ghost your wife. That can't happen. Someone you dated a few times,
like, Like, I can't even imagine how you could do that anyway.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not saying from a moral standpoint, like, you have this. You live in the same house. She has all your contact information. You have all hers, right? Like, how do you just, you know, cut off all contact whatsoever when apparently she's also done nothing wrong?
Right.
Or that warrants that kind of
Until Zach Davies comes out and says, here's my side of the story, which I can't imagine
now,
what it is.
There is one weird thing from this SI photo shoot thing, Evan. Only two of the girls threw out the first pitch, but there was a third woman there who's in the picture, but she wasn't allowed to throw out the pitch. So I'm not sure if she's like a PR gal or works for SI or she just happened to be there. But it's very, it's weird to me now that I'm looking more into it. And she's signing autographs. We got to get to the bottom
Maybe
of
this. She's a model who wasn't in the SI swimsuit.
All right, so they have three models signing baseballs, okay? And then only two of the models are throwing out the first pitch. And I hope this is not the case, Evan, because if it is, we have a scandal on our hands. The third model, who is signing baseballs, took a picture but did not throw out the first pitch.
So what's the scandal?
Is a full-figured model.
Oh, you think that they said we're not letting the full-figured model throw out the first pitch?
I certainly hope not,
that
sir.
That is a scandal. That better not be the
but
case.
But I'm looking at it right here. And the New York Mets put it out on their Twitter so you can see it for yourself.
Maybe she didn't want to throw out the first pitch because she didn't want to, you know, possibly dunce it.
But she's on the field taking pictures.
So?
And she's signing autographs.
Some people would be smart to not throw out a first pitch.
We got to get to the bottom of this now. Why did the full-figured model not get to throw out the first pitch? There's always something, Evan.
There's always something.
You look
there's
at the video.
Nothing.
I'm looking at this video.
She probably saw the bad throw by Aoki the other day and said,
"But is this
I'm not
Aoki's relative?"
Yes.
I think it is, right?
It is. Isn't it?
I think it might be.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to let my brother or... It's not her brother, right?
It's not brother-sister, I think we found out.
Your uncle. It's
okay,
uncle, right.
Also, she's the niece. Niece.
Yeah. I'm going to let my uncle look like an ass. Yeah. I ain't getting anywhere near that first pitch.
Someone better explain this real quick.
I just did.
This is a bad look.
No, the fact that...
So the thin models get to throw the first pitch, but the full-figured gal can't?
To use your term,
that's
follow
not right.
The bouncing ball.
Yeah.
Her uncle is Aoki.
Correct.
Who threw out the first pitch 2 days earlier and embarrassed himself, remember?
That is correct, yes.
So she's probably thinking, I saw what my uncle did. I'm out.
Okay.
I'll take some pictures. I'm good.
So I am confirming now, I have confirmation, that Yumi Nu, who is Steve Aoki's niece.
Yes.
Who is the full-figured model who's on the cover of SI, right? She is the other gal.
I know. That's
a
connection.
Bad look. New York Mets, that's a bad look.
No. You're still not.
That's as bad as missing the number four on Seaver's jersey.
Is he not listening?
What are we doing?
I'm so confused right now.
You think she said no thank you?
There's more of a connection to the fact that Aoki threw a pitch out 2 days earlier and embarrassed himself.
So she's a bathing suit model.
She's smart. She's like, I don't want to become a gif. I don't want to become a joke. That's the connection you should find.
We need to do an investigation into this. Can you get me Yumi Nu on the horn? You know what? I'm going to reach out to her right now.
Had to make a prediction, I would lean towards that. If Aoki never threw out a first pitch,
yeah,
I'd shrug my shoulders and say I have no idea. Maybe you're right. But if you did something that embarrassed yourself, give me pause 2 days later on doing the same thing. I would say, I don't know, I got to be careful. Craig just did that. He looked like an ass.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, yes.
Because, and make the point, she's on the cover.
Yes.
Oh, there's four different covers.
She's absolutely.
There's the Kim Kardashian cover, the Yumi Nu cover.
Ciara.
Ciara's got a cover. Yeah. And there's a fourth cover. Why am I blocking
Kim Kardashian.
No, I said that one.
Kim Kardashian, Ciara.
Oh, you mean the Elon Musk's mom.
And is it Helen Hayes? Whatever.
No,
Elon
it's Musk.
Musk's mom.
Her last name is Musk.
Helen Musk or whatever it is. She's a 76-year-old model. Yeah, those were the four covers.
Yeah.
So Yumi News on the cover, but the New York Mets wouldn't allow her to throw out the first pitch.
She's on the cover.
Are they
and
weight
she...
shaming her?
No, no, I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
I hope not.
She realized after her uncle threw out a first pitch and embarrassed himself, I'm going to learn from his mistakes. I ain't throwing a first pitch.
We got to get to the bottom of it,
though. That is much more likely the story.
All right, watch this. Oh, Tommy.
Oh, wait. We have to make Lugie make this phone call?
Yeah.
I take everything back I just said.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Mets are doing something here.
Thomas, do you have a moment, Thomas? Could you please call the New York Mets and ask them why Yumi New was not asked or was not throwing out the first pitch with the other models? I don't see Tommy. I see his little nubby fingers typing
Craig,
now.
If you told me from the beginning, this is to make Lugie make a phone call.
How did you not see that coming?
I would have dropped my whole point at the beginning.
Tom, where are you, Tom? I see your fingers in there. I know you're in there. He's not going to do it, is he? He's not going to make that call.
You got to make the call.
You
got to find out.
Call.
This is big news. We
there
need to find out.
There are three models at the game. They're signing baseballs.
Yeah.
Two of them are your kind of stereotypical, very thin, bikini type models. Yumi New, who's a beautiful woman, who's one of the four cover models for SI, is a full figured model.
Yeah.
Why is it that the full-figured model is the only model not throwing out the first pitch?
And in fairness to the Mets, Lugie, you have to call so that they get at least comment on this.
Yes, like even, maybe she declined it, as Evan said.
Maybe I'm right, but you got to make that phone call. So what have they said?
And maybe you're wrong.
Maybe I am wrong.
Yes.
Wouldn't be the first time, Craig. Hey, Lugie, have you made the call yet? Where is it?
He's screening phone calls right now.
He's screening phone calls.
He's screening calls. Yeah, Dana Carteret wants to know if he should go to the game. I think Dana Carteret thinks tonight was the night that we were challenging him to get down as far as close to the field as possible.
Right.
Will you guys reach out to tell him that's not tonight?
So tonight would be the worst night to do it because there's going to be rain. So you'll probably have a lot of empty seats. So it's kind of like a cheap night to do
that. If you guys have his number, maybe I'll even invite him to sit in the suite with us. How about that? Would that be a nice thing to do?
Sure.
Oops, out of tickets. Sorry. Yeah, but reach out to him. Like, I hope he, if he's going there because he thinks this is the day we were going to do that little contest, we're not doing that contest today. But but he's sitting right now in Fort Lee, and he's asking me on Twitter, should I stay in Jersey or should I cross the GW and go into the Bronx? Is the game going to be on or not? But I think he thinks he's going there to prove to us he can get down closer to the field than my buddy Sam and Trenton.
We'll let him know.
Will you please let him know?
Tommy's going to DM him.
Yeah.
Well, first time he's going to call the Mets. Has that call been made yet?
Yeah, Tommy's got a lot to do right now. And I got all you optimistic Mets fans on the phone, too. We got to talk to you. But I guess call Dan during the break. I'll talk to him during the break. Maybe we can hook Danny up. We'll see what happens. All right? Maybe we shouldn't, but maybe we will. Here's Doug in Stratford, Connecticut. Doug, how are you?
What's up, fellas? What's up? I just got word from the Mets that Yumi knew she pulled the oblique muscle. That's why she didn't take
it. Okay, so she's got the Scherzer disease.
It's going around, isn't it?
Yeah. I got a few points to make to be optimistic. Number one, Buck. He's our new Zen master, or Yoda, if you will. We're a new team. We're full of grinders now. And as long as our number one and our two come back, they're going to be fresher. I mean, taking 50 innings off of Max Scherzer going into the playoffs.
Yes,
godsend.
Especially considering Max Scherzer is a guy who couldn't make a postseason start because of quote a dead arm, and that is an optimistic.
That was on short rest last year, right?
But here's the negative to this, and I completely understand that 90% of the audience didn't experience this, but I did. This is the same kind of crap I told myself during the basketball season when Kevin Durant was out. Oh, but he'll be fresh at the right time. Like, the key
the Nets thing, come on. Forget the Nets.
No. But that wasn't said in the moment. In the moment, it was this optimistic idea of, but he'll be fresh.
But you need the guys to be healthy. You need the guys to be able to pitch. So, yes, if Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom can come back in August, and they pitch in August, and they pitch in September, and now it's postseason time, and they don't have a workload of 200 innings, in theory, it sounds amazing. But they've got to come back and actually pitch, and then, oh, yeah, stay healthy. But this, we talk ourselves into things sometimes.
Go ahead, Dougie.
One more point is we got the hammer. We got Uncle Stevie. He don't want to lose. He is all in, and he's got Daddy Warbucks.
And I think that's ultimately why the attitude of a lot of Met fans has changed. Like, it's Doug's right. You're right. You know, you're going to hear the rhetoric and the cliche. Hey, it's like acquiring the best available pitcher at the trade deadline. Yeah, if he can pitch, either one of them.
And stay healthy.
Right. Like, right now, I think if you are a diehard Met fan, there's far greater belief that Max Scherzer comes back and is Max Scherzer than Jacob deGrom comes back and is Jacob deGrom. Only because, look at history, right? Is that not how you feel about it?
Of course, but also because Max has had nagging injuries over the last few years. Now, nothing has kept him out as long as this one, but he had the groin issue, he had a back issue, and we've seen Max come back and still pitch at a high level.
He's basically like the average 45-year-old American male.
Well, look, man.
He's got a back problem. He's got a groin problem.
That's a part of the risk of signing a 37, 38-year-old pitcher, as great as he is. Yeah. The negative to that is injuries like this seem to occur more and more.
Yeah, but I do think if you're a Met fan and you're trying to handicap, you know, the second half of the season, I would think you're much closer to accuracy saying, all right, I know Max is coming back. I have no worry he's going to be Max, as opposed to I have any kind of faith or belief that A, Jake does come back, and B, he's dominant because he hasn't pitched in a year now, right?
If you go back to the end of the 2019 season, and I get it, the pandemic had a lot to do with it. He didn't pitch a lot in 2020. No one did. He barely pitched in 2021, didn't do it at all in the second half, and now he's missing the first half of 2022. Add it up. Guy hasn't pitched a lot in the last three seasons. In the last three seasons, he hasn't pitched a lot.
Right. 877-337-6666. More optimistic Met fans coming up. We also have, a little bit later in the show, what I think is I'll just put it out there. The single most creative excuse for a failed drug test in the history of mankind. Not solely professional athletes. The history, Evan, of mankind. An excuse that makes the notion of, I had a poppy seed bagel seem almost laughable.
Mm.
Okay? It involves Mexican food and wild pigs. And I will leave it at that for now.
Wild pigs.
And Mexican food.
Mexican food.
Mexican food.
Now I'm hungry.
And wild pigs. Later in the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.